charger? He had to go to the hospital.
My big sister Jenna's face turned bright red. She was just showing people online how to use a new cream. She still has the scars.
My brother's friend Billy had to jump off his motor scooter when it caught fire. He fell and got hit by a car. He broke his leg, blew his chances to play basketball in college.
My BFF Chloe was riding her bike and hit a ditch. Her helmet broke in two. Now, she has a brain injury.
There is a cost to buying cheap. Do you want to pay the price?
Real products are tested for safety. Protect yourself. Don't fall for fake products.
Visit ncpc.org/goforreal. Brought to you by the National Crime Prevention Council and the United States Patent and Trademark Office.
Saturdays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
Inside the Kohl Center, we get ready for face-off here between the Badgers and Michigan State Spartans. We owe our stations across the Badger Radio Network a 10-second legal ID. 10 seconds.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM, and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
It's the Badgers and the Spartans. Opening faceoff coming your way next year from the Kohl Center. This is Wisconsin Hockey from Learfield.
In Wisconsin, Badger hockey is historic. We're proud of our nationally ranked Badgers winning 6 championships. At UW Health, we're also proud to support the same top rankings. Break your arm in a body check. Visit UW Health, the #1 orthopedic care in the state. Or break your heart after a tough loss. The #1 hospital in Wisconsin's got you. No matter the need, UW Health is here to deliver the best care for every Badger. UW Health. Remarkable.
Bedroom too hot? Basement too cold? A MyDia ductless system is the perfect solution for room-by-room comfort control without the headache of a major renovation. As you look for ways to maximize your space, MyDia can provide you with a customizable solution to meet your needs. To learn more, visit MyDiaMidwest.com. That's M-I-D-E-A Midwest.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Hi, welcome to Culver's.
There is definitely an art to handcrafting a rich, creamy Culver's concrete mixer. Start by scooping our so incredibly fresh vanilla or chocolate frozen custard. Then add whatever mix-ins you crave. Cookie dough, salted caramel, Butterfinger, hello. Blend till you get the perfect balance of goodies from top to bottom with every blue spoonful. Indulge in a thing of beauty.
Come to Culver's and let us create a concrete mixer masterpiece just for you-know-who. Welcome to Delicious.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, Badger hockey is on the air.
Near center ice, he'll fire one towards the net and scores! Big glove save, he snatches it out of the air. Looks to the Lobo, shoots and scores! 2-on-1, but I think he's low on gas. But gets it to Caulfield. Caulfield shoots and scores! Brock Caulfield, Badgers win! What a finish! What a game!
Keep it going, baby!
Badger hockey is brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you, and by Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. It's time to drop the puck and hit the ice.
For the final time this season, we come to you from the Kohl Center on a Saturday night for a Big Ten series finale. It's the Badgers and the Michigan State Spartans here for the 130th all-time meeting. Time now for our opening face-off, brought to you by Odyssey Greek Yogurt. Start your day with thick, creamy, all-natural Greek yogurt with real flavorful fruit, Odyssey Greek Yogurt. Puck is dropped and we are underway. It's a great day for hockey. It's the Badgers and the Spartans. Badgers wearing their white sweaters with red trim, working from our right to left here in period number one. The Michigan State Spartans in their green jerseys and white trim, working from left to right here in the opening period. Michigan State winning last night 6-2 in the series opener, trying to salvage a split, are the Badgers here tonight before they head out on the road next weekend to take on Penn State, and then they'll be on the road for the opening weekend of the Big Ten tournament playoffs. Badgers dump it into the offensive zone. Sincere plays it around the far boards. Davidson tried to clear, couldn't do so. Now he's pinned up against the wall by Bantle. Puck squirts loose to the line and just over. Lindmark reaching for it. Jabs it just over the line. Davidson will send it to the near side, and Underwood will break it out for Michigan State. Cross ice pass, a little too tight for Davidson. Finally collects it off the wall, and he'll dump it in deep. Stopped by Jared Moe behind his own cage. Opening minute just gone by here in the first period. Long lead pass for Bantle through the neutral zone. Got a man out front, that's Horbach. Bantle on his backhand side. Below the goal line, stops, sends a pass back towards the point. That's picked off, and the Spartans will bring it out to center ice on the attack. Mucha dumps it into the Wisconsin zone, and then the Spartans head off on a change. Lucius along the far boards, plays it off the wall right in front of the team's benches. DeSaint Faub plays it between his legs, tried to get it to Stramel, couldn't control it, and now the Spartans finally do in their own zone. Pass out to Mucha at center ice. He'll play it towards the middle, right over the motion W. It's scooped up by Lucius, who brings it in. Cuts to the middle, looking for some help, tried to send it back to the near side to Stramel. That pass didn't connect. DeSaint Faub has the puck, however. Gives it off to Jugnov. He's shouldered down to the ice on a solid check. Puck will come out to center ice, and the Badgers regroup. Kuhlman's blasted in from center ice right on St. Cyr, who hangs on and covers up with Stramel coming right down on top of him. 2 minutes gone by in the first. No score between the Badgers and Spartans.
Well, it's interesting how the Badgers came out with some pretty good aggression here in the first 2 minutes. Not a lot of whistles, a little bit of free flow, but again, I think what the Badgers' strategy is not to forecheck two men as hard as you possibly can and try and create turnovers. It's keeping one winger back and intercepting passes in the neutral zone, and it seems to be effective here in the first couple shifts.
Believe it or not, despite being outscored by 4 goals last night, as the Badgers dump it in deep, we're going to have our first penalty call of the evening, going to come on Michigan State, and just as they did last night, the Badgers will get an early power play in the first period.
Fourth line left winger Jess Tucker going to make his way to the penalty box. 2 minutes for air hooking, I think, is the official call.
Yep, former Green Bay gambler Jesse Tucker getting the box, and the Badgers get on the power play here. They were not able to capitalize on that five-minute man advantage in period number one last night, and as you heard Tony Granato on the pregame show mention, kind of a turning point early on in that contest. Badgers control off the draw. Kuhlemans plays it over to Lucius. Top of the far circle, sends it in front, steered on towards the net. Bantle trying to jab at the rebound, can't get it. Lucius scoops it up and stops on the goal line. Throws a pass back to the point to Kuhlemans. Wrist shot through traffic. That's deflected off bodies and comes to the near wall. DeSaint Faub has it. Watched closely and finally played out to center ice by Baskall all the way down into the Badger zone.
Well, that's a good opportunity. At least they got opportunities. Last night, every time they turned around, they got...
Badgers power play 1-for-5 last night, now just over 20% on the season. Bantle reaching for it at the line, but Kuhlemans will backhand it down low. DeSaint Faub will play it below the goal line. Nobody home for the Badgers, however. Kuhlemans trying to pinch in along the wall, keeps it into DeSaint Faub. He tried a pass to get it back to Kuhlemans. That didn't work. And finally, the Spartans' Mueller will get it out to center ice and then backhand it slowly and all the way down into the Badgers' zone as both teams go for a change here now with halfway gone by in this power play. 1 minute remaining in the hooky call to Jesse Tucker. Dexheimer will bring it out of his own zone. Leaves a pass back at his own blue line for Jugnov. He got the power play tally last night for the Badgers. He dumps it in. Stopped by St. Cyr behind the cage. Tries to play it around the far side, but it's gloved down. Badgers reaching for it. It squirts back to the line where Dexheimer controls. His pass hops over the stick of Malmquist. Gorniak tries to shield his man from the puck. Can't do so, and the Spartans able to clear the zone. Badgers power play has been shut down for the most part against Michigan State. They were 0 for 5 and 1 for 6 in the two meetings in East Lansing to start the season. Or early in the season, I should say, back in November. Badgers keep it in the offensive zone. Jugnauth gloves it down, plays a little fluttering pass ahead. It finds its way to Gorniak, sends it back towards Malmquist, and he steers it just wide of the net. Stramo will track it down on the far side, brings it back to the blue line, drops a pass for Dexheimer. Takes it to the top of the circle, now to the dot. Centering pass, try to hit it right to Malmquist, who couldn't redirect it and went wide. Tucker's out of the box, Spartans back at full strength, a backdoor pass. Oh, and a beauty by Gorniak. He found his man in Dexheimer, but he couldn't bang it home. It flutters loose, and then finally it is. Chopped into the back of the net. The Badgers get on the board.
I'm pretty sure they're going to give it to Liam Malmquist. He was the Johnny on the spot guy because that puck bounced around like you wouldn't believe, and it won't be credited as a power play goal, but Gorniak tried to flirt it out in front, and you get in a situation where everybody's got their face to us so we couldn't see their numbers, but I'm pretty sure it's Liam Malmquist with his goal to start the Badgers off on the right foot.
Yeah, the initial chance was denied just as the power play was ending, and as you mentioned, Malmquist swooped in on the backside. He just popped the shot into the air, and it floated over the diminutive Dylan St. Cyr, who was down on the ice, and the Badgers are on top. Mersch comes in, and his bid is gloved out of the air by St. Cyr as the Badgers look to add to their 1-0 lead.
Well, that's a better way to start than they did last night, let's put it that way. And the Badgers have had pretty good success when you get into a situation like this where they score the first goal and take the lead in the first period. Their numbers are much better than when they're trying to play from behind.
And Dexheimer, if he does get an assist on the play, his pass to get the puck going out front was just an inadvertent, the puck bouncing off his leg and finding its way to Malmquist. Sometimes it's better to be lucky than good. It works out for the Badgers here. They're on top one zip.
Yeah, the fact that he was the offside defenseman who missed a scoring opportunity when he was right down low, but stayed down low because that's where the puck was, worked out for the best.
Staying aggressive on the forecheck, harasses St. Cyr, disrupts the flow. Kuchari tries to spin away from trouble, and Gorniak on the forecheck. Badgers being active here on the forecheck early on in period number one. Davidson has it now for Michigan State, gives it off to Kuchari as they break it out to center ice. He'll dump it deep into the Badgers zone, around the boards it goes. Bantle shoulders his man to the wall, gets the puck to come back to him. Jousting at it, finally is able to just jab it out to center ice, and the Spartans get control. Hertig will bring it back in for Michigan State. Sends it right through the high slot area. Pass goes all the way to the far boards. Erdahl puts on the brakes, gives it off to Donovan. Shea tries to backhand it below the goal line. Now Erdahl scoops it up. Tried to put a pass between his legs. I think he was going to drop it, but it was taken away from him. Centering pass comes up front. It goes right off the post. It beat Jared Moe, but it went blocker side just off the post. Moe makes the save and now finally locates the puck and gets the glove down on top of it, taking a needed faceoff here for the Badgers. 14:24 to go in the opening period. Badgers on top, 1-0.
You can see the confusion because it was not an ideal change situation. Michigan State turned the puck over right outside the blue line, and then they came back in. I'm not sure who the players were that changed, but as a player coming off the bench, you've got to find who you were supposed to be guarding or who you're supposed to be looking after, and I think there was some confusion as to who's got who.
Bantle at center ice will dump it in, and we're going to have another power play for the Badgers as Jack Horbach was knocked down to the ice. He was going to work on the forecheck after Bantle dumped it in. I believe that will most likely be an interference call or a shot up high and a roughing call because it was right to his upper shoulder head area.
Well, I don't.
Interference indeed will be the call, and so the Badgers, already up 1-0, will go right back on the man advantage here. Still very early in the first period. This goes to Christian Krieger. His brother Cole took a major penalty last night, not in the lineup tonight. That was what resulted in the 5-minute power play for the Badgers in that first period last night. East St. Paul controls, gives it off to Lucius, who plays it back to the point. Around it finds its way to Kuhlemans. Back to East St. Paul, right above the Big Ten logo. Rich shot through traffic. St. Cyr finds it through all the bodies and makes the glove save.
That's the amazing part about St. Cyr. I will give him credit where credit is due. He's so low to the ice,
yeah.
And I think he sees better than the big goaltenders who have to get down into the crouch position in order to do it. And he just snapped that out. There were three bodies in front of him, and he just snapped it right out of the air.
Now 32 games played and started this season for Dylan St. Cyr, a 2.76 goals against average, 9.16 save percentage. Badgers control off the faceoff on the power play. Lucius takes it below the goal line, just kind of fumbles it off his own stick as he was looking up front. Bantle can't get to it. It gets behind the net. Spartans able to wrist it all the way down the ice where Koolemans will have to go back and get it. 1:25 to go in the interference penalty. Koolemans brings it to his own blue line, looking to drop it. Nothing there, so he brings it into the offensive zone. Just a little long for Bantle on the pass. Bantle takes a check, steers it behind the net. Krieger swats at it, gets it past the Badgers forward on the far side and all the way down the ice as he got it past Caulfield. Koolemans back in his own zone. Backhand pass finds D. St. Paul. Now he can get a head of steam through center ice. In over the line, looking. Backhand pass was up in the air. Couldn't be controlled by Gorniak, but he finally has it now. Jack to the middle. Slides a pass to Lucius near side. Sharp angle shot save was made. Puck came back to Lucius. He couldn't control it. And that allows the Spartans able to wrist it all the way down the ice as Victor Hertig sends it towards Jared Moe, and both teams go for a change.
3-on-2 for the Badgers just because of the quick turnover by Koolemans. Made that quick outlet pass, but didn't result in a very good quality shot by any stretch of the imagination.
Badgers get it in over the line, not able to get good control of it, though. Good pressure by the Spartans up high at the blue line on Dexheimer, and that allows them to send it all the way down to Jared Moe at the other end, who hands it off to Jugnauth, coming up from behind his own net. Excuse me, Malmquist. He'll slide across ice to Dexheimer, now to Jugnauth at center ice. He has to dump it in deep. St. Cyr will stop it behind the net. He'll play it hard around the near boards. Gorniak pinching, keeps it up against the wall, goes behind the net for Gucciari, who will send it all the way down the ice, and Jared Moe will stop it again. Badgers not getting much going here as the penalty expires. Power play number two, not as much pressure as the first one. Krieger's out of the box, heads back over to the bench. It's still 1-0 Badgers here as that power play expires. Stramel in his own zone, plays it to the far side. That pass just a little too hard and a little too far in front of Dexheimer. Couldn't control it. It slid back to the near side for Jugnauth. He'll play it up a little too far and out of the reach of Stramel, and that'll bring an icing call here on the Badgers.
Yeah, I'm not sure that Jugnauth didn't hear footsteps on that one. He was just in his position where all he had to do was lob the puck up the center if he would have taken a look. Instead, he tried to go along the boards and have whoever, Stang or Erdahl, I'm not sure, try and tip it into the zone and get some offensive pressure, but a lot too hard.
Face off to the right of Jared Moe. Badgers control it, get it out to center ice, and it'll bounce up into the Badger bench, so we'll have another stoppage. You know, interesting, you mentioned about Dylan St. Cyr, and for those that don't know, he comes from some good hockey goalie bloodlines. His father, Jerry, played 5 seasons professionally, and his mother is Manel Riom, who was the first woman to play in the NHL, played an exhibition game for the Tampa Bay Lightning, and Dylan tells an interesting story about, you know, he knew his mom played goalie, he knew she liked hockey and everything, maybe didn't have the full understanding of who she was. And then as a 13-year-old, he went to a youth hockey tournament up in Quebec. All the media cameras and attention were around him and his mother. Yes. And he finally grasped, wait a minute, my mom's a really big deal. And then he got a little more insight into all of what she had done and accomplished in her career.
She was good.
Indeed.
I'll tell you what, she was good.
Played for the Canadian women's national team as well and in the Olympics, and comes to a lot of Dylan's games. Spartans control off the faceoff. They'll lob it high into the Badger zone. Vorlicki will be the first one there. He'll play it around the far side to Stang. Stops the puck. Got it to his stick, but couldn't get it out of the zone. Moe has to stop it behind the cage. Vorlicki on his backhand side. Plays it towards Erdahl, who chops at it once. Can't get it past Hertig. Along the near boards, finally scooped up by Erdahl. He's got numbers with him. He's got Stang. Slides it to him. Sam looking up front. Stang with a wrist shot right on. Save was made. Oh, the rebound was loose, but Erdahl had kind of drifted too far away to collect the rebound in what was a wide open net staring him in the face.
Beautiful hockey play by Sam Stang. Shoot for the pad, make the rebound, come out the other side.
Stang goes cross ice with the pass to Lotch, who comes off the bench, and his shot is blocked out front. Along the far boards, kept in by the Badgers. Mersch, the captain, down to his knees, keeping it in, buying some time as his fellow forwards had gone off on a line change. Yeah, you could see Stang reading it, knowing this was going to be a shot pass. I'm going to put it right off the goalie's pads. Yeah. And if Erdahl could have controlled it or not drifted quite as far away from the net, he might have been able to bang that one home. Spartans dump it into the Badger zone. Lotch tries to play it off the near boards, can't get it out. Kept in by Sparty. They get down below the goal line. Jagger Joshua. A centering pass is picked off, and the Badgers now can escape their zone. Lindmark through center ice, in over the blue line. On his forehand side, slides it towards St. Cyr, who steers it behind the cage. Gucciari has it roll off his stick, but it's still controlled by the Spartans, and they have a chance to clear the zone. Played by Baskall all the way down. And crashing hard, feet first into the boards. One Badger down, and Jugnauth pushing and shoving with the Spartan. I don't know if that was Josh or Jagger Joshua sent the Badger flying into the boards or not, but the Badgers certainly took exceptions.
Yeah, Luke LeMaster, the whistle was blown, and then there was a little push, and the feet went right out from underneath Luke LeMaster, and he went feet first, head first, right into the boards.
Well, they're going to take a player, I think, here from each team, and no surprise that Jagger Joshua is heading to the penalty box. He not only scored a goal last night, but he picked up another penalty. His 22 penalties lead the team. His 80 penalty minutes leads the team. Last year, he averaged one penalty per the game, and he was already benched earlier this season by his head coach for a short time for taking too many penalties and putting his team in a bad situation.
Yeah, Jugnauth came back in and went high stick up into the shoulder. Up into the neck.
Yeah, so Jugnauth will get the retaliation, it looks like, as you say.
Yeah, but unfortunately, because it was up in the head area, I just wonder if their discussion is 2 minutes each or five for Wisconsin because of contact to the head.
23, Michigan State, 2 minutes in the after the whistle, 2 minutes roughing. Wisconsin
Okay.
So it looks like 2 minutes roughing, and Jagger Joshua, I'm going to keep flipping that, got a double minor there.
Oh, I like it. The crowd's into it.
Unless he was just correcting himself. They've only put 2 minutes up on the board, as
yes,
they have here
so
for Jagger because of the
matching,
double minor.
Yep. Matching minors between Jugnauth and Jagger Joshua, but the 2 minutes original penalty was hitting after the whistle against Luke LeMaster. So the Badgers will enjoy a 2 minute power play. Unfortunately, one of their pivotal guys on the second unit of the power play is in the penalty box, that being Jugnauth.
So the Badgers do get a man advantage. And I say that about Jagger Joshua leading the team in penalty minutes. And Adam Nightingale, the Michigan State head coach who sat him down for a time, was saying, we need you on the ice because you're also leading the team in goals. He's got 13 this year, so he's certainly got some offensive talent. And a Michigan State team that would like to have him on the ice and not sitting in the penalty box. Last year he had a career best 8 points. This year he's up that total as well. His brother Dakota, you may recognize that name, Jagger Joshua. His brother Dakota played at Ohio State. So a faceoff in the Michigan State zone to the left of netminder Dylan St. Cyr. And the Badgers go on the court's power play for the third time already as we've just reached the midway point of the first period, leading it 1-0. Kuhlemans controls at the blue line. He dangled it just over the line. The Badgers are offside. So now they're going to have to all retreat and touch back up and get onside. This will allow the Spartans some time to kill on the clock here. Charlie tries to slam it on the zone. Picked up by D. St. Fall. Drops a pass for Caulfield. Slides it over to Ben. Shot, he scores! Carson Mantle, the Badgers lead it 2-0.
What appeared to be a broken play, all stemming from the fact that Kuhlemans tried to get too cute, I guess, at the blue line. It becomes a delayed offside, and I think Michigan State was just going to wait for Wisconsin to all regroup, come back into the zone, and then when you flub on the pass going down and you put it right on the stick of Matty D. St. Phil, two quick passes, and bang, Bantle puts it top shelf. Two zip and power play goal.
How many times have you seen in that sort of situation a player just go ahead and touch the puck, get the whistle on the offside, and say, we're not going to do it here and let you take time off the clock? The Badgers didn't. Bantle put a little bit of faint pressure on for a moment, made David Gucciari go behind his net to the other side. Gucciari tried a slap shot to send it right up the middle and out. It was picked off, as you mentioned, by D. St. Fall. It works its way around to Bantle, who makes no doubt about it, going top shelf just as he did a week ago against the Gophers. And now the Badgers lead it 2-0.
interesting for me is that he went top shelf on that little guy. That's the place to shoot it.
The eighth goal of the year for the Onalaska native, fifth round draft choice of the Arizona Coyotes. Badgers have doubled their advantage to 2-0. Controlled off the draw by Krieger for Michigan State. Gets it off the boards and high and all the way down into the Badger zone. Vorlicki behind his own net to Donovan. Lead pass right on the tape to Stang, and the Badgers break it out cleanly. Gorniak hustling after it below the goal line, trying to get control of it. It bounces off the wall. Jack's knocked down to the ice. Stang follows up on the forecheck, pins his man Christian Krieger up against the boards. The Spartans, however, able to emerge out of their zone with the puck and get relief of the pressure as they dump it into the Badger end and then head off on a change. Stramel plays it to Vorlicki. Vorlicki will backhand it around to Gorniak, who takes a big swat at it and a two-handed chop, gets it out to center ice. Krieger plays it out of his own zone. It bounces around. Works its way to D. St. Paul. He had to wait for Gorniak to get over the board, so the Badgers didn't have too many men on the ice. Lucius to Vorlicki at his own blue line. To D. St. Paul along the near boards. He'll send it in deep and stop behind the net by St. Cyr. Plays it over to Cole Krieger. Krieger has the puck come right back to him behind his own net. Swings it to Michael Underwood. Underwood on the near side. Long lead pass just out of the reach. Will icing be called here? No, it will not. Wiped off on the hustle by Daniel Russell. But Moe covers it up to take a faceoff to his left. 8:21 now to go in the first period. Badgers on top, 2-0. We'll take a timeout as well. This is Wisconsin Hockey from Learfield.
Race to savings on Patriot Lighting at Menards. Check out our great selection of lighting products and give any room a coordinated look. Patriot Lighting is available in an array of on-trend designs with unique styles and finishes, so you're sure to find the right lighting solution for you. Give your home the update it deserves with more than 5,000 lighting options and save big money on interior lights from Patriot Lighting. Race into Menards today.
Save big money at Menards.
This weekend series opener and this weekend series sponsor is Align Energy, powering beyond for you. And American Family Insurance is the official insurance partner of UW Athletics. Visit amfam.com/badgers all season long for exclusive content, features, updates, Badger fan sweepstakes, and much more. Badgers on top of Michigan State 2-0 here in the opening period of play. Rob will go alongside Ian Perrin. A much better start for the Badgers here tonight than last night, and they have the two-goal advantage now, looking to try to add to it here as we work our way through period number one that has 8:21 remaining in it.
We should mention also that the Big Ten logjam is getting worse.
It started out as one, as Moe makes a save right off the draw, and he'll take a faceoff to his right this time. Well, earlier in the day, I know that Ohio State beat Michigan in an outdoor game at the Cleveland Browns home stadium, winning 4-2.
Kind of like the dugout that we used to play on. The ice conditions were far from, how we put it, ideal.
Well, things were only clear at the top and at the bottom. Minnesota has already clinched the Big Ten regular season title. It's second straight in 6th in 10 years. The Badgers are already locked into the 7th spot. After that, who knows over these last 3 games for all the teams who will finish where and where the Badgers will end up next week. Could be Michigan State, could be Michigan, could be Ohio State. Who knows at this point? Spartans control at center ice as they bring in an attack, trailing by 2. Rishot is deflected off the stick of Bantle, goes off the glass. Badgers able to try to get it out. Lindmark gets it over the line, takes a check. Horbach has it now, gets it back to Lindmark on the attack. In over the line, trying to get around Guchari, who pins him up against the wall, and in fact, right into the official, losing control of the puck. And Dorwart will get it out to center ice. He loses it. Badgers' Dexheimer follows up, prods it ahead towards Lindmark. He decides, I better get off on a change, and heads back over the bench instead. Spartans dump it in. Dexheimer will get to it. Peel away from a check, along the near boards, on his backhand side. Nice pass pass to Stang up the middle. Slides it to the near wall for Gorniak. Hustling gets it deep for Stang. He'll quickly move it along to the far side where Dexheimer pinches in. Gets below the goal line, trying to get around the Spartan defender, and the official is in his way. Stang has it now. Gets it to Dexheimer. Slides a blind backhand pass out front. Gorniak was there, but it was just slightly off the mark.
There's a significant difference in the Badgers' forecheck tonight. As you'll notice, he said Dexheimer went down. That's the second time he's gone pinched, and very wisely, Brock Caulfield.
Long lead pass to Brock Caulfield, who drops it for Gorniak. Gorniak slides it back to Caulfield, takes it below the net, behind to the near side. Looking for some help, slides a backhander towards Stang. He has to just play it deeper into the zone towards Caulfield. Caulfield will slide it back to the point where Vorlicki has it. Plays it off the wall, gets it deep below the goal line. Held there by Nienhaus. He tries to get it to the line, but Vorlicki holds, slides it to Caulfield to the far side. Has to peel away. Didn't see an opening. Now on the far boards, puts on the brakes again. Drops a pass behind him to Gorniak. Gorniak cutting with speed to the middle. Has the puck roll off a stick. Vorlicki follows up, goes back door to Caulfield, who puts it right on net. And St. Cyr makes the glove save, sliding from his right to his left. He got the big paw out there to deny Brock Caulfield.
Holy cow. That was good puck movement by the Badgers. And I will honestly say good puck protection by all of the forwards. Every time that they got the puck, the Michigan State defenseman couldn't get it away from them. They used their body to shield it, and on that last play, Vorlicki looks up and finds Caulfield. Had Caulfield been left-handed, that would have been quick shoot off the pass. May have beaten St. Cyr.
Cole Krieger off the draw will play it out of the zone all the way down to the Badger end, where an icing call comes on Michigan State. We've seen here tonight, you know, I was thinking of this last night after not only watching game one of this series, but then watching some other NHL and college games. When teams, like the Badgers, are playing at their best, see how many short passes, the 5 to 15 feet, are completed and right on the tape and keep the puck moving and how quickly they move. Teams, when they're moving the puck quickly and doing those things, complete a lot of those length passes. It's nice to complete a long home run pass once in a while, but you can't make a living off of it.
Well, the interesting part about that is that every coach that I've ever had and everything that I've ever coached at a hockey school is, you know, the puck moves a lot faster than players do.
Yep. How many times we've seen that drill where you set the puck up and you can shoot it to the other end of the rink faster than the guy can skate to prove your point.
Yep.
In the Michigan State zone, nice work by Mersch to get it out, and here comes Malmquist with a head of steam. Got a man with him. It's Erdahl in the middle. 2-on-2 rush. He puts on the brakes. Malmquist drops, leaves it for Mersch, and his wrist shot is right on the blocker of St. Cyr. Steers it to the near side. Cole Krieger with a head of steam gets it into the Badger zone. First wrist shot right into Kuhlman's is denied. Puck goes back behind the net where Jugnauth controls for Wisconsin. 2-0 Badgers, 5:20 to go in the first period of play. Long lead pass out to center ice to Erdahl, who spins around, throws it deep into the Michigan State zone. Puck fluttering, but it does get over the goal line, and an icing call here on Wisconsin.
Yeah, it's an icing call, and you know, Jugnauth, had he looked up instead of kind of tunnel vision and gone to Erdahl, or if Erdahl had done it a little softer, you'd be in a situation where, at least from my perspective, there were two guys open on the far side. That would have been a much easier pass and a much easier breakout.
Michigan State coming off last weekend where they were swept by Michigan State. Two close games, a 4-2 and a 4-3 overtime loss. Of course, the Badgers played number one ranked Minnesota and split with them, losing on Friday night and then rallying for a 3-1 victory on Saturday as the Badgers send it all the way down the ice here again for another icing call. And speaking of which, Penn State leading the Gophers right now 2-1 in the third period after the Gophers blitzed the Nittany Lions last night.
Yeah, that was kind of a thumper, wasn't it?
It was 7-2, I believe, was the final. So face-off to the right of Jared Moe.
And this will be the same tired group that's coming out to take this defensive zone face-off for the second time in a row for icing.
Michigan State with six different goal scorers last night. Off the faceoff, the wrist shot from the point from Gachari never reaches the net. Comes to the near side. Malmquist has it now. Lifts it high into the air out to center ice. Past Erdahl to Gachari in his own zone. Plays it cross ice right in front of the Badger bench. They have to be careful there. They were in the middle of a change as Malmquist was heading over the boards. Badgers get it back out to center ice. Horbach gets it. Little fluttering backhand pass. Finds Bantu. Spins around at the blue line. Throws it right in on St. Cyr, who has to glove it down out of the air. Michigan State peeling away from pressure. Can't break it out cleanly. Dorwart has to circle back. Has it again. Throws it up towards Russell and Daniel Russell at center ice. Over the motion W. Plays a cross ice pass that bounces off the boards. Too far for Middendorf. Eric Middendorf, who scored last night, scored four goals the first time these teams met in East Lansing earlier this season.
For whatever reason, he's got Bucky's number.
He likes playing the Badgers. The Scottsdale, Arizona native. Back comes Davidson for Michigan State. His wrist shot right on. Save was made by Mo. Davidson will play it down below the goal line. Mueller is pinned up against the wall by Donovan. Donovan's got Vorlicki there and Lindmark to help him out. Badgers win the battle. Lucius controls the puck. Looking for some help. Little soft touch pass finds its way to DeSaint Fall. Matthew puts on the brakes, looking for some help in the offensive zone along the near boards. Drops a pass for Lotch. Daniel Lotch swooping in below the goal line. Lotch comes in, cutting towards the net. Steers the puck towards the net. Lots of bodies down on the ice. Either way, it never got past St. Cyr. Controlled by Lotch. Fakes the shot. Gets it to DeSaint Fall. Top of the near circle. Wrist shot right into Mueller, and he blocked that one, and it stings. Controlled along the far side by LeMaster. Tried a cross ice pass at the blue line to get it to Lotch. Didn't work. Instead, the puck comes back into the Badger zone. Plays it ahead to DeSaint Fall. In over the line. Spartans control it now. Played back out to center by Underwood. Back come the Spartans, trailing by two. Send it towards the net. It's stopped by Dexheimer. He's ridden right into the boards as he finally gets the puck away to the far side as Tiernan Shouty threw him right up against the glass. At center ice, it's Cole Krieger. Plays it back in over the Badger line, but the Spartans are offside with 2:50 to go in the first period. Badgers on top, 2-0. Hey, Badger fans, today's game is brought to you by Rail Transport, offering home daily truck driving jobs, CDL training, and so much more across Wisconsin. Learn more at rail.jobs. And Cleary Building Corp, we protect what you value. Visit ClearyBuilding.com to see the Cleary difference. Taking the faceoff for the Badgers will be Caulfield. Matched up with Tiernan Shouty. Spartans control and dump it in. Mo stops it behind his own net. Gives it off to Dexheimer. Over to Kulemans, who slams it hard off the boards. It'll go all the way down the ice, but no icing call. Here's Underwood, gets to it first. Plays it off the boards to center ice. Kulemans takes over control in his own zone. Puck fluttering around, ahead to Stang right in front of his own bench. Tries to backhand it ahead. It'll find its way to Caulfield. Finally regaining control, gives it to Kulemans. Kulemans at the blue line. A lot of green sweaters trying to block him off, so he lifts it high into the air and dumps it in, and then goes to work on the forecheck as well. Krieger will play a long cross-ice pass that's too far and will go all the way down the ice in the Badger zone, but no icing here as Dexheimer grabs it. 2:05 to go in the first period. Shots so far, 13 for the Badgers, 3 for Michigan State. Badgers lead it 2-0. Mersch had the puck pop into his sweater, got it into the zone, but not deep, and that allows the Spartans to counter quickly the other way on the attack. Jalen gets it into the zone, then he's knocked out of the corner.
That was Roman Ashanish.
Kachari holds it at the line, dangling it at the blue line. The Badgers able to get it over, finally out to center ice. Erdahl in over the line, slams on the brakes, waiting and looking for some help. On his backhand side, spins to the forehand, throws it deep. Kachari gets to it. He'll play it to Jalen. That's a turnover. Erdahl coming in from a sharp angle, puts it off the side of the net. Kachari has it taken away, and finally controlled by Boskal. Cross-ice pass as the Spartans break it out. Dubinsky in over the line, puts on the brakes, and a turnover comes to Erdahl. Erdahl couldn't control it, though, however, as he was trying to steer it towards Lindmark, and back comes Michigan State's Russell. Gets it below the goal line, kicks it to his stick from behind the net. Centering pass was picked up, but the Spartans keep it in deep. Puck will go back around behind the net. 1 minute to go in the opening period. Spartans with some pressure here. A shot that's deflected and goes up out of play off the stick of Jagger Joshua.
Long shift for Zach Erdahl on that one. A couple turnovers at neutral zone. Instead of poking and trying to chip it by people, he might be best off to use his speed and just blow by people because he does have that ability.
Badgers have been outscored so far this season. 76 for the Badgers, 104 for their opponents, but they've added two here tonight to make that total to 78. As they're off to a good start here, trying to take it home here after the opening 20 minutes.
Offside.
Lotch plays it in deep to the zone, but an offside call on the Badgers. Now 47.8 showing on the clock.
Are you sure it's not 47.7 or 6?
I think I'm reading. I know. I think I've got my numbers straight.
Well, that's
4,
good for you.
7, and then a point, and then an 8.
Okay.
There we go. I'm certainly, math was never going to be part of this gig for me. Lindmark tries to pull it back. It's tied up at his skates, and then Lindmark is dumped down on his derriere. Right in front of the Badger bench, they continue to jab for it. Puck squirts loose finally. Spartans had it. Joshua takes a shoulder from Horbach. It's tied up in their skates right in front of the Michigan State bench. Finally, it squirts loose, and the Badgers able to dump it deep as it's lifted in by LeMaster. Spartans with a chance to get it out of their own zone, but it just Dorward has it come right off his stick. Finally, it's sent down towards Mo at the other end. Stops it dangerously. Had to play it over to Lotch. He waited a little longer than my comfort as Dorward was bearing down right on top of him. Mo didn't seem to be in any real hurry there. Here comes Cole Krieger out of his own zone for Michigan State. Final 4 seconds. Plays it around and deep into the offensive zone as Lotch gets to it. The horn sounds, ending in a very solid and good opening 20 minutes to play for the Badgers here on senior night as they lead Michigan State by the count of 2-0 here in this series finale. Badger fans, this hockey season, visit uwbadgers.com/Zamboni to register your child for a chance to be the Culver's kid of the game at a UW men's hockey game. One lucky winner will receive 4 game tickets, a Culver's gift pack, and a ride on the Culver Zamboni during intermission. That's uwbadgers.com/Zamboni. 2-0 our score here. The Badgers on top of the Spartans. Our Ho-Chunk first intermission report comes your way next from the Kohl Center. This is Wisconsin Hockey from Learfield.
Hi, I'm Sean Cleary. I'd like to take a quick 30 seconds and talk to you about the most important part of a Cleary building, the foundation. Without it, you won't be able to stand the test of time. At Cleary, our foundation is made up of some truly amazing people. Our Cleary family rises to the challenge every day, and it shows when that shamrock is applied. So if you are looking for a new challenge in our all-new corporate office or out on the construction site, join the Cleary family today by clicking on careers at clearybuilding.com.
What keeps you coming back? Is it the ability to finally get away? Or is it that you can play big and win big? Or maybe it's because it's the perfect place to be the best version of you. At Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, the grown-up getaway keeps you coming back.
Hey Badger fans, American Family Insurance wants to give you and one friend a VIP experience at a Badger football or basketball game during the 2023 season. With pregame sideline or courtside passes, a tour of the facility, and tons of merchandise, it'll be an extra great day to be a Badger. Enter today at amfam.com/badgers. No purchase necessary. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Wisconsin's spring primary election is Tuesday, February 21st, and your local Civic Media radio station will be tracking the results.
Special live coverage starts at 7 p.m., and News Director Terry Bell, with a team of political experts, will be following which candidates, both local and in the state Supreme Court race, move on to April.
Spring primary election coverage live, Tuesday, February 21st, starting at 7, here on your local Civic Media radio station, streaming on the Civic Media app.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Michigan State 2-0 after one period of play. Some sad news to pass along in the UW world. Just a short time ago, it was reported that former UW-Madison Chancellor Rebecca Blank passed away from cancer at the age of 67. She passed away on Friday. She left her post as the UW Chancellor to go to Northwestern after last spring's classes last summer, but then was diagnosed with cancer and passed away from cancer at the age of 67 on Friday. So our thoughts, prayers, and condolences to Rebecca Blank's family and all those who knew her impact here at the University of Wisconsin. Our first intermission report will come your way next year from the Kohl Center. This is Wisconsin Hockey from Learfield.
Hey, Badger fans. American Family Insurance wants to give you and one friend a VIP experience at a Badger football or basketball game during the 2023 season. With pregame sideline or courtside passes, a tour of the facility, and tons of merchandise, it'll be an extra great day to be a Badger. Enter today at amfam.com/badgers. No purchase necessary. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
In Wisconsin, Badger hockey is historic. We're proud of our nationally ranked Badgers winning 6 championships. At UW Health, we're also proud to support the same top rankings. Break your arm in a body check. Visit UW Health, the number one orthopedic care in the state. Or break your heart after a tough loss. The number one hospital in Wisconsin's got you. No matter the need, UW Health is here to deliver the best care for every Badger. UW Health. Remarkable.
Another season of women's and men's college sports is underway. Follow your alma mater or favorite team in their pursuit of the prestigious Learfield Directors Cup at L Directors Cup on Twitter and online at thedirectorscup.com. Trophies will be awarded in June 2023 to the winning institutions in all competitive divisions. Learfield Directors Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics.
Bedroom too hot, basement too cold? A MyDia ductless system is the perfect solution for room-by-room comfort control without the headache of a major renovation. As you look for ways to maximize your space, MyDia can provide you with a customizable solution to meet your needs. To learn more, visit MyDiaMidwest.com. That's M-I-D-E-A Midwest.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Hi, welcome to Culver's.
There is definitely an art to handcrafting a rich, creamy Culver's concrete mixer. Start by scooping our so incredibly fresh vanilla or chocolate frozen custard. Then add whatever mix-ins you crave. Cookie dough, salted caramel, Butterfinger, hello. Blend till you get the perfect balance of goodies from top to bottom with every blue spoonful. Indulge in a thing of beauty.
Come to Culver's and let us create a concrete mixer masterpiece just for you know who. Welcome to Delicious.
Our Ho-Chunk first intermission report continues here from the Kohl Center, where the Badgers lead the Michigan State Spartans 2-0 as the Badgers shoot for a series split here on senior night, their final home game of the season. And Ian couldn't ask for a much better start for the way the Badgers played. They got a power play goal, had lots of offensive time, and have heavily outshot the Spartans here to start this contest.
Yeah, 14-4 is a pretty significant shot differential, with the Badgers getting 14 and Michigan State only getting 4. The other impressive part, I shouldn't say impressive, but healthy part, is the fact that the Badgers went 1-for-3 on the power play. Mr. Joshua seems to spend an inordinate amount of time for Michigan State in the sin bin, as they call it.
Yeah.
But they took advantage of it on the second one, and then that power play goal is a big momentum booster.
For the Badgers, it all got started with an even strength tally from Liam Malmquist. His fourth of the season, got the puck to bounce off a knee behind the net, come right out to him. He was able to just kind of flutter it in the air over St. Cyr. They all count and look like rockets to the top shelf on the stat sheet at the end of the year. His fourth of the year from Dexheimer and Gorniak put the Badgers on top 1-0 at the 4:20 mark. Then, as Ian mentioned, a power play goal from Carson Bantle. Not exactly
exactly the way you draw it up. It came off a turnover, a bad one from Bachari for Michigan State. It was picked off by Dee St. Paul. The Badgers worked it around, found Bantle on the near side, and he let the wrist shot go, and it found the back of the net for a power play tally. His eighth goal of the season. Assists go to Caulfield and Dee St. Paul, and that's where we stand at 2-0. Badgers on top. Four saves in that first period for Jared Moe. 12 for Dylan St. Cyr for Michigan State. The Badger power play 1-for-3 so far this evening with 6 shots on net. Michigan State has yet to get a man advantage opportunity. Second period coming your way next from the Kohl Center. This is Wisconsin Hockey from Learfield.
Lights, camera, action. It is time for your close-up with WFHR Star of the Day featuring Culver's. Listen to WFHR every Friday morning at 8:30. We'll play a quote from a famous movie, name the actor, character, or movie, and you'll win 2 value baskets and 2 concrete mixers from the superstars at Culver's in Wisconsin Rapids. Join us Fridays to be WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's.
Hi, I'm E.J. Williams. Each year, millions of animals are abandoned, and more than a million are euthanized before they can be rescued. Organizations like American Humane are working to harness the healing power of the human-animal bond, as animals can be trained as life-saving service and therapy dogs to help veterans, the elderly, and children with special needs to overcome the obstacles of everyday life. To find out how you can help give animals and the people they help a new leash on life, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
Using meth taught me everything about freedom, only not like you think. It taught me how easy it is to lose your freedom. If you think meth is taking control of you, ask for help. You have the power to be truly free. I know. I'm Jan, and I'm free from meth.
If you or someone you know is struggling with meth, call 1-800-662-HELP for 24-hour free and confidential treatment referral. Learn more at samhsa.gov/meth.
It makes me smile, and you have a piano, but if you can play the Peanuts theme song.
Oh, my gosh.
You know he can.
Yes.
On the Devil's Radio.
Yes. Yeah. I love it.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday nights, 6 p.m. to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Badger Hockey is brought to you by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly, and by Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. It's time to drop the puck for the second period.
Teams have returned to the Kohl Center ice, and they do so with period number 2 awaiting its start. Badgers leading Michigan State by the score of 2-0.
Not all bad.
No, in the final home game of the season for the Badgers. They know they go on the road next weekend to take on Penn State to conclude the regular season, and they know they will be going on the road for the first round of the Big Ten playoffs, wherever that may be. Could be in East Lansing against these very same Spartans. Could be against the Wolverines. Ohio State, all are still in the mix, that's for sure, as to who they could be playing, even Penn State for that matter.
That logjam is significant, and even though Penn State lost in overtime to Minnesota 3-2, they pick up a point. That point may be the deciding factor.
Could be interesting to how many teams from the Big Ten end up making the NCAA tournament, because you look at the pairwise rankings, lots of teams already in and a couple right on the bubble right now with a chance to get in. One of those is Michigan State. They do need to finish at or above 500 to be able to be considered for the NCAA tournament, no matter what their pairwise ranking is.
And the schedule not in their favor, as they're idle next week.
Nope, this is it for them, as you mentioned. They're done. Horbach on the attack in the offensive zone as it roll off his stick. He's harassed coming down the slot. Vorlicki, nice job to keep it in the zone, get away from a check, slides it down to Lindmark, gets it to Horbach, couldn't get control of it to shoot it, flies it over to Shea Donovan, a wrist shot that's blocked aside by St. Cyr. Vorlicki has it on his tape, has to backhand it off the wall, can't get it deep, however. And Dorwatt will come on the attack for Michigan State. In over the line, top of the far circle. Wrist shot right into Vorlicki, who blocks it. Dorwatt has it again. His shot is deflected. That'll go up off the netting in front of the Badger student section. And we'll have a faceoff in the Badger zone.
I was a little leery at the pairings that they started the game with Shea Donovan and Mike Vorlicki, but they have been stalwart in the whole first period. And to start the second period, good offensive pressure, good shot on net by Shea Donovan. Everything's going in the right direction for those two.
Jugnot plays it off the back wall to the near side. Stang trying to chip it out of the zone. Can't do so. Middendorf throws it towards the net. It'll go well wide off the glass. Kuhlman's reaching for it. Can't steer it ahead to a teammate. A turnover and a shot right on, and Moe makes the chest save. Badgers here bottled up a little bit in their zone. Get it to the line. It goes off Stang, and Stang's got a man with him. A two-on-one chance. He's got Gorniak in the middle. Stang shoots, and that goes right off the shoulder of St. Cyr, who is down, and it flutters over the top of the net.
I was kind of hoping it would have went off his melon.
Stang was looking to throw it to Gorniak at first, but the back check pressure came from Michigan State to take that option away. The better choice was to shoot. Stang did just that and almost made it a three-goal game.
Well, you'll notice the Badger defensemen, if they have nobody to pass it to, they're doing the lob pass. Dump it up in the air and let's make a game of it. Let's have a race to see who's going to get it.
Christian Krieger holds it at the line for Michigan State. As they play with it in the Badger zone. Turn it over. Lucius throws it to the middle to Stramel. Stramel waiting, gets around a couple of Michigan State players to find an opening, gets it to Lucius. Centers it up front and they score! Matthew D. St. Paul. It's 3-0 Badgers.
Well, that was the reason that those three are put together.
Yeah.
Move the puck, get it into the zone, take a blind pass look, and know full well that your offside winger is going to be on his forehand and standing at the open net. Awesome play by Cruz Lucius. Beautiful pass and a good stick by Matty D. St. Paul in the net. 3-0 Badgers.
Couple of nice plays and passes on that. Stramel at center ice kind of slowed up to create the angle for him to slide the pass over to Lucius on the near side. And then on his forehand, Lucius threw a shoulder fake like he was going to shoot or cut to the middle. That froze the defenseman. He then took it wide, bought himself some time to hit D. St. Paul on the far post.
Beautiful. Beautiful play.
Badgers lead it now 3-0, a group they need to get going. D. St. Paul was cutting the net, whether it hit him or the defenseman that was out front for Michigan State. Either way, it had a couple of chances to bank in there as Nash Nienhaus was right with D. St. Paul. Credit goes to D. St. Paul for the goal. Badgers on top 3-0 here. Not 3 minutes gone by in this period. Michigan State with a centering pass. It's picked off by Stramel. He'll steer it to the near boards where Lucius has it. He lifts it high into the air and just out of the outstretched and diving reach of D. St. Paul. And so an icing call instead on the Badgers. I don't think that official is going to be very happy with D. St. Paul kind of slammed the puck right into the official.
Right into his face and give him a little talking to, I hope.
Yeah, well, the official just skated away from the puck, raced down the ice, and he's getting 12's attention right now and talking to him. Don't do that again as D. St. Paul turns his head around to hear what the official is telling him. So faceoff in the Badger zone, comes back to the blue line. They're going to do it all over again, an unfair advantage, as they pulled it back to Hertig.
Well, what's interesting to me is that Hertig, who got his first collegiate goal, I think, last night, I think it was first, maybe it was first of the year, but the young freshman, well, I guess it is his fresh, he's a freshman. That is a large child.
Yeah, 6'6", 191, and you are correct. It indeed was his first goal of the season. Badgers cleared off the glass and out to center ice. Hertig has it now back in his own zone. He'll take it behind the net, being harassed by D. St. Paul. Spartans Tucker turns it over at center ice, played by Lotch deep into the offensive zone, and the Badgers get a change. Just over 3 minutes elapsed here in the second period. Badgers have scored again to make it a 3-0 advantage. Kuhlman stands up his man at the line, trying to reach for it, able to get the puck out to center ice. Erdahl poking, prodding, trying to just jab it along as he's got the full extent of his wingspan going there to try to get to the puck. Gets it below the goal line now. Has it roll off his stick, but it'll be collected by the captain. Mersch plays it back to the blue lines. Kuhlman throws it towards the net, picked off by Krieger, plays it off the boards in front of the Badgers bench and out to center ice. Dexheimer fans on his first pass, then throws it over dangerously through the slot to Kulemans, who has it now, plays a soft, delicate pass and creates a bad turnover as Joshua has it in the offensive zone for Michigan State. Plays it down low to Russell. Russell throws it up front and a shot finds its man, and Nienhaus scores top shelf, beating Jared Moe, and Michigan State is on the board. It's 3-1, all starting with the turnover by Kulemans.
Exactly the case, and the situation where you try and get too fancy at the blue line and you create the turnover, both of your forwards that were looking for a pass or looking for a breakout in a situation where they're basically out of the play. So it creates a 3-on-2 down low. Good passing, good puck movement by Michigan State. Results, as you said, by a turnover, getting too fancy.
Nash Nienhaus, his third goal of the year, the junior out of Sarnia, Ontario. It's a 3-1 game. The lead is back down to 2 for the Badgers.
I don't think that the Badgers are going to be disheartened by it. It'll be, quote-unquote, a learning moment for Corson Kulemans, and we'll see him try and flick one up to the, instead of making that fancy move at the blue line, you can guarantee yourself he's going to flick one up into the scoreboard again.
Well, he had a couple last night of those unfortunate turnovers, especially in the early in the game, that led to him to being sat down for a couple of shifts in the third period as well. Bantle spun around. He's knocked down to the ice. Loses a wheel. Gets the puck at least to right at center ice in front of the team's bench. But Michigan State takes over control. Christian Krieger, he'll wrist it past Moe behind the net off the back wall. Vorlicki has to try to track it down, get it out of his skates. Can't do so. Turns it over, in fact. And Dorwatt has it for Michigan State. Sends it back to the point. Michigan State buzzing now after they got the